Mandi ithathe ithuba ndibulise kubaphulaphuli ngelihle igama lika Jesu Christ waseNazarete kumfundiso maqhatshane lena Thi Maqhatshana from a Grace Baptist Church siphayana eKhayelitsha eLittle Park. Masifumane ilizwi lenkosi libhaliwe kwincwadi esitshilelo chapter 3:7-13. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens, says this, I know your deeds. Behold, I have put before you an open door, which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogues of Satan who said that they are Jews and are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know that I have loved you, because you have kept the word of my perseverance. I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of God, and he will not go out from it anymore. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. Isihloko sam ebusuku nje sithi the faithful church, the faithful church, ibandla elithembekileyo. Even though there is no perfect church, but God requires us to belong to ibandla elithembekileyo, to a faithful church. Even though the church is a place for people who are weak in the faith, God, we need to be in a faithful church. Apho sifunde khona sibona ibandla elithembekileyo okanye li-faithful, even though lingekho perfect. Along with this ibandla lase Smyrna, xa funda la mabandla apha along uYesu ayi 7, only libandla lase Smyrna nelibandla silifunde ngalo amabandla uThixo ngathethi kakubi ngawo, awakhondenywa, ayanconywa, awakhuzwa nguYesu lana mabandla ayanconywa. Umnyumbhali uyangqina kule nyaniso, ubhala amagama athi, out of the seven churches, only this church and the church in Smyrna received an unqualified praise and approval. In other words, they pleased Jesus Christ. They pleased the Lord. Ibandla funeka libe njalo, limkholise lona owalithengayo. So thetha ngalo ke elibandla briefly, elibandla lase Philadelphia. Masijonge nje about the church, okanye about the church, sijonga the location of the church, which is elibandla liphi. Elibandla libandla elise Philadelphia, eligama lethi Philadelphia lisuka kugama lesiGrike elithetha ukuthi brotherly love. Kwesi sixeko futhi yayisona sixeko esasincinci kwisixeko ezi-7. So this city also gained its name about it, after its founder, ekuthiwa ngu-Attalus the second, who was nicknamed Philadelphia. So uYesu Christu uyazazisa kweli bandla lase Philadelphia. In one verse, he gives 4 descriptions of himself. Kulanda kuverse 7, uYesu Christu uyazintroduce ubani ngubani, unika izinto ezine ngaye. Number one, ezinto uzibiza ubana, he's the holy one. In other words, he's the set apart one. In other words, uthi ungcwele, he's perfect and pure, which is Holy means to be set apart, sanctified, or to be perfect. Ungabi nasiphako. Yesu Christ number one uziveza njengomuntu ongcwele ongenasiphako. Okwesibini uziveza njengoyinyaniso. Uziveza njengoyinyaniso. He is true. In other words, when you read Bible in John chapter 14, uthi ndimi indlela ndimi inyaniso. In other words, he is not lie. He's not a man that should lie. He's not a man that should change his mind. In other words, Unangogostatu, he is the key of David. This quotation is from Isaiah chapter 22, verse 20 to 23. He expresses his authority. He is the God who is in control. Uzveza uthixo onegunya. And he's the one who's in control. Ukwesine, from verse 8 to verse 11, we read about the commendation. It's normal. Well, band. It is the Gospayana. I know. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one shuts. I know. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I'll make those of the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but they are liars. I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. So in other words, when we read these verses, elibandla liyanconywa ngezinto ezine kwakhona. First, elibandla, it is lenkosi apho sifunde khona, it had a little power, it had a little strength. Liyanamandla amancinci. Remember, this is not a negative comment at all about its weaknesses, but it's a commendation for strength. Even though good strength, even though, even though they were little in terms of its size, but impact in the city was very huge. Even the membership came from the lowest class. When we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, kodwa kunjalo, this church had a very good impact. This is what a faithful church needs to do. Number two, a commendation. Yes, being right, it's normal. Yes, being gelbanda. They were mad. It is not your problem. You're crazy. This church is commended for keeping his word. We need to be that church. We need to learn from this church in order to be the faithful church even today. Number three, they hold. Enjoy patiently. because the church of their faithfulness to God, and then continue to promise them in the Canaan to take on. To this church, uti open door. Proclamation when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 8 and 9 and 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12. So even there in the Nenda Elanguyal Banda la is strategic for this opportunity Yokbana Kuze Abantu. When you continue to read verse 9, iti Yakatisa in Dokbana, those who are opposing this church, I will call both synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them that I have and let them know that I have loved you. So this church Titula Sigelela, God will humble their enemies as well. With that again, we'll go verse 10. Those who keep the words of Christ, he promises, I will keep from coming hour of trial, which will put those who dwell on the earth. In other words, his enemies will be subjected to this church. God is promising to this church a promise of great favor. God promised that he will deliver this church out of their tribulation. Utate kubekeke uti verse 11 years akamsinya. This phrase in years akamsinya is repeated in the book of Revelation. It speaks of his second coming. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 16 it says, repent therefore, otherwise I will come soon, come to you, and I'll fight against them with the sword of my mouth. In other words, they were exhorted in the light of his coming. Bazalwane, I'm challenging every one of us, Akaya, that we must be a faithful church. We must be the church that stands according to the ways of the Lord. We must be a church that loves and devoted to God. Uthixo uzele uzofika ezolanda ibandla lakhe elithembakeleyo. We need to be that church. Kuyadlalwa in the name of the church today. People. People are saying bad things about the church. In fact, but we need to be that church as our tembagala. We need to be that church as our pillar, as our pillar under pressure, as our pillar ngokwe standards zikaNkulunkulu ngemisuzu yokugqibela. Nkosi mayisikelele. Amen.